This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The partial government shutdown is now entering its third week, and there's no resolution in sight. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, both President Donald Trump and congressional Democrats have agreed to continue negotiations through the weekend.
The president met here at the White House with congressional leaders for the second time in 3 days and says their staffs will work through the weekend to make more progress on the border security he insists be part of any deal. Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer says he pleaded with the president to open the government now and talk later.
Don't hold millions of Americans, hundreds of thousands of workers hostage.
Schumer says the president instead said the shutdown could last months or years.
Absolutely, I said that.
He doesn't actually think it will, but says he's prepared to do whatever it takes to get what he wants for the border. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Employers went on a hiring binge in December. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the details.
The Labor Department reports the economy added a whopping 312,000 jobs. At the same time, the unemployment rate ticked up to 3.9%. But that was a reflection of a surge in job seekers, generally a positive sign for growth. And wages also improved, with average hourly pay up 3.2% from a year ago. Healthcare, food services, construction, and manufacturing were the primary contributors to last month's hiring. It comes as an encouraging display of strength for an economy in the midst of a trade war, slowing global growth, and a partial shutdown of the federal government. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The positive jobs report sent prices soaring on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 3.29%. The S&P was up nearly 3.5%, and the NASDAQ rose more than 4.25%. This is VOA News. Western officials are